Welcome to Get Outside and Play, a feature of KTNA's Earth and Beyond program. I'm Dan Harrell. Hello again to Sitna Valley. A new season is upon us, and with it, new ways to get outside and play. I learned to ski after moving to Talkeetna 5 years ago. I was told about the Usyk Classic ski race and wanted to do it. It was a good motivator to stay in shape in the winter and get out and discover this new world I was living in. I quickly fell in love with skiing. It had started as a way to stay in shape for running in the summer, but it had become, within a couple of seasons, the thing I needed to stay in shape for. I have recently started learning to skate ski, and I'm loving that as well. I'm often reluctant to talk too much about cross-country skiing in this venue due to the intimidation I feel knowing something of the level of skiing that happens in these parts. I view Talkeetna as a true mecca for cross-country skiing and know that many, many people in this area are far more passionate and knowledgeable than I on this topic. When I travel to Salt Lake City to see family, people ask if I'm going to go cross-country skiing while I'm there. I tell them, even with the Olympic venues and the Great Mountains, I truly believe we in Talkeetna have better cross-country skiing opportunities than Salt Lake. I love getting out on freshly groomed ski trails and feeling completely alone in the winter wonderland, feeling as though the trails have been groomed solely for me. The quiet and solitude of a midwinter ski alone is awe-inspiring. The joy of packing a lunch and finding a pristine spot of snow in places you just can't reach the other half of the year is a wonderful experience. Anyone living in this area who is even slightly tempted to give cross-country skiing a try should find some skis and give it a go. You will not be sorry, and you will discover without much searching that we here in Talkeetna live in a truly prime skiing location. However, last winter, with the influence of several newfound running partners, I began to explore the joys of winter running. At first, this seemed difficult and limited to those uninterested or unwilling to try skiing. But I've found several people with a true passion for it, and I'm learning to incorporate winter trail runs into my repertoire of recreational activities. There are several interesting races in the winter. The Little Sioux 50K and 100 Miler is probably the best known. There are many groups in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and as close as Willow that sponsor winter runs. There is some talk of putting together a winter trail marathon in Talkeetna this year. The thought is to time it so that it could be a last training run for others doing the Little Sioux 50K. I had planned on doing the Little Sioux 50K, but it is already full, so I will have to find or make other plans to stay motivated for running this winter. I am a firm believer in cross-training for overall fitness. I feel that my running helps my skiing and my skiing helps my running. I'm sure this is true for all kinds of skill sets. Balance, endurance, and strength are universal skills that can be applied to all kinds of play and will surely improve one's experience while engaged in physical activity. Enjoying yourself is key to finding ways to get in shape and stay in shape for life. In my opinion, running is the base form of exercise and play. When you watch children start to learn to play, running and chasing are always a fundamental part of it. What attracts me to winter running is the familiarity of it for me. I still feel awkward at times on skis, and I am still a novice, even after 5 years. I am reminded each year at the Usyk Classic Ski Race how much improvement I still have to make. The Usyk is an event I encourage all to participate in one way or another. All levels of skiers are represented, and it's great fun even for us back-of-the-packers. They always need volunteers who don't want to ski but still want to be part of this great Talkeetna tradition. In running, for me, is the comfort of known ability and limited gear requirements. I've never had to change the wax on my running shoes due to changing conditions or misjudged temperatures. Also, I have the confidence and knowledge of what I'm capable of doing on a run. No matter the terrain, I know how to run it. In skiing, I have found truly intimidating conditions that force me to turn around for the lack of confidence in my skills. Not to say that there are not challenges and difficult conditions to contend with while winter running. I am finding that my winter trail running skills could be informed by other more experienced winter trail runners. If the conditions are right, running on well-packed snow machine tracks can be fantastic and take you to places that you could never travel in the warmer months. With the wrong conditions, it can be a sloppy, punchy, slow, ankle-twisting nightmare. As with all outdoor winter activities, particularly in Alaska, good gear is crucial. Not just for comfort, but for safety and survival. If you play outside in the winter, you will probably have a pretty good idea of what works for you. And all the usual axioms apply. Cotton kills and layers are best. If you can keep moving, then staying warm is usually not a problem in most conditions. But you should have a contingency plan for accidents and emergencies. A dry change of shirt to keep your core warm and a shell in case you need to try and stay warm if you have to slow down or stop. Always tell someone who cares where you're going and when you expect to be back. Try to go with others if possible for fun and safety. I always pack heavier in the winter. Luckily, bears are usually not a problem. Moose, however, seem to be a bigger problem on the trails in the winter and less willing to move out of the way even if you ask nice. I use yak tracks for traction on ice and slick snow and have had great experience with them. They are easy to take on and off depending on the conditions, and they don't have spikes that bug my feet when I hit stretches of pavement. Also, you can get away with them inside for short periods without scratching your floors. I was pleasantly surprised to see that the X Lake Trail was runnable even after the first couple snowstorms, thanks to good foot traffic, bike traffic, and ski traffic. It's a wonderful thing to see these trails getting more and more year-round use. I love this trail and know that I'm not alone. You can often find groomed ski trails from Talkeetna Lakes Park nearly to Fish Lake later in the winter if the conditions are good. There are also great ski trails behind the overlook area before coming down the hill into town. I don't want to leave out snowshoeing in all of this talk of outdoor winter recreation. Probably the most accessible way to get outside and play in this winter paradise we share. Nearly all places are possible with a good pair of snowshoes, and it requires less of the balance and coordination demanded by skiing and winter trail running. If you're interested in group runs this winter, look for Talkeetna Running Club on Facebook or email me at metta.dan@gmail.com. Denali Nordic Ski Club is a good resource for ski information for children and adults as well. Finally, I want to give a great big thank you to all of those who spend their time and effort doing the sometimes difficult and dangerous job of grooming the ski trails, plowing the bike path, and otherwise helping to make winter recreation more possible and enjoyable for all of us. So whether you're strapping skis, snowshoes, or running shoes on your feet, or simply a good pair of boots, get outside and play. You've been listening to Get Outside and Play. I'm Dan Harrell, music by Dave Harrell.